Right, so we're doing Circle Undone Prologue, aren't we? Disappearance at the Twilight Estate.
That's right.
He's in good old Octagon.
Yep. Yes. So, I guess the best place to start is maybe the background, I suppose.
Yeah, let me open the PDF.
This is the one where they introduced tarot cards, wasn't it? This was the tarot card campaign.
Ah, yes.
Hmm.
And then
Which
on
they
the
never used.
No. And then on the return to, they introduced those fancy tarot cards that you can use to mix the gameplay up, which are beautiful cards.
They are. They're lovely. I'm kind of surprised they haven't used the tarot since, because they're quite, I think they're pretty good. You know, you can put them out onto the table if you get them in your opening hand, things like that.
I've got a feeling that haven't they done some in maybe the latest pack? I've deliberately not bought the Hemlock Investigators because I've got so many Investigators I've never played.
Yes.
That I don't want to add another 5 or 6 to the pile.
Yeah. I mean, we're up to 56 maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that. It's like an insane number of Investigators. It's crazy.
It is.
So, yeah. So there's the tarot slot. There's something called Haunted, which I've... Haunted is a new ability.
It's on locations, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. If you fail a skill test while investigating a location after applying all results, the investigator must resolve all haunted abilities. So if you fail a test, the location is haunted for the purpose of other card effects. It has at least one haunted ability.
I have a vague recollection of absolutely hating Haunted.
Yeah. Yes. I think it hasn't come back.
I think this is the start of them layering extra mechanics on the game and extra complexity, isn't it? And I think I like that idea the least of these extra layers and almost like lots of gotcha moments all over the map that if you weren't paying attention, something's just caught you out or damaged you or hurt you and it's things you didn't have to check before.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Down to me being a bit rubbish, of course. Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it is layering on extra things. The one thing in, and this is not a spoiler, but in Hemlock, there's a new thing called Elusive, which is that.
Oh, is that where they run away?
They run away, which is not bad.
I quite like that idea.
Yeah, they kind of go, race off after they
An extra sort of behaviour sort of thing. I quite like the idea. Yes. It's this sort of these sort of static things that are on locations and are easily missed.
Yeah, exactly. Because we had like floods in Innsmouth, right?
But at least you had tokens that were sitting on the location to almost sort of draw your attention to the status, whereas this is just text on the card that, unless you remember it's there, it's like you've got to go back and read it every time you do something.
Yeah. Alert, I think this is the first time they used alert, which is just basically, we know what that one is, right? That's the equivalent of retaliate for evasion. Story cards. Oh, is this the first time they've used story cards? Okay.
I'm not sure. No, they were definitely in Carcosa, weren't they? But they probably have to put it in the book because this might be your first campaign. So I suppose it's everything that differs from the standard.
Yeah. Yeah. And this was the first campaign they introduced multi-class cards.
Ah,
I haven't done that before. And bonded new keyword, which, well, I think of Hallowed Mirror as the famous one, isn't it, with bonded cards, just basically cards which are Hallowed Mirror.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in this campaign release that Hallowed Mirror popped up, but they're talking about bonded cards. Oh, Soothing Melody. Yeah. Hallowed Mirrors, they've used it as an example, actually. So
it
must have been. Yeah. For example, Soothing Melody.
Where were you seeing this, by the way? Sorry.
Oh, this is in the sort of the additional rules and clarifications for... It's in my book, so I don't know. It's got campaign set up, additional rules and clarifications, and then it starts the prologue. So I don't know.
Maybe that's an expanded version, because that's not on mine. Mine goes Tarot Slot Haunted Alert, Prologue Investigator, Story Cards, Joe's Hunch Deck.
Hunch Deck.
And that's it. Then it just goes into the icon and the campaign setup.
Well, that's strange. Yeah, this has got multi-class cards, and I mean, I don't know where these came from. I've got them printed.
I was going to say, I bet it's when they repackaged them, but no, the investigators are still separate, aren't they? So it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah. Book. Anyway, there you go.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Should we read out some background here? You want to kick us off, Kevling?
Yeah, okay. We've got quite a lot to read, depending on... Well, I suppose it depends on the characters we pick, doesn't it? Right. Sunday, November 22nd, 1925, Arkham, Massachusetts. Though All Hallows' Eve is nearly a month past, a grim melancholy lingers throughout the town. Each morning a thick fog permeates the streets, nights are beginning to grow longer, and if you ask around town, you'll hear people swear that it's getting darker too. But despite the gloomy mood, progress continues in the sleepy town of Arkham. The election of Nathaniel Rhodes to the United States Senate has upstanding members of the community feeling optimistic about the town's future. And tonight, at his well-appointed estate in French Hill, a man named Joseph Meiger hosts the Silver Twilight Lodgers Charity Gala, an annual members-only event that will turn deadly for several attendees.
Bit of foreshadowing there.
So each player must choose one of the following neutral investigators to control for the prologue: Gabriella Mitzra, Jerome Davids, Penny White, or Valentino Rivas. And throughout the prologue, you will play through this character's story and make choices that will determine his or her fate. Your choice of investigator has no direct effect on your standard investigator deck. The results of the prologue will influence the story. So then it's just reminders. Don't assemble an investigator deck. Just use these neutral investigator deck building rules on the back. Unique setup. And if there are three or fewer players in the campaign, in the missing person section, cross off the neutral investigators that we've not chosen.
Chosen, I see.
So, okay. Oh, just realised by maximising that screen, I've blacked out the Discord video on the recording. Never mind, there you go. We're back now. We're back. Hello. There, note to self, do not maximise the PDF. Right. So who are we going to play then? Who do you want to be?
I don't know, actually. Let's see. So there's Penny White, Joseph's housekeeper, Gabriella Mistra, the private security. So she sounds like a bit of a fighter. Valentino Rivas, wealthy philanthropist, and Jerome Davis, Joseph's secretary. I don't know. I like the sound of Valentino Rivas because he looks like a bit of a bit of a playboy type.
So you're going to play Valentino then, and I'll play. Oh, I don't know. Alexa, give me a random number between 1 and 3. It's 1. I'm Gabriella Mitzra then. Just in the order they were listed on the thing.
There we go. There we go. All right, let's... Oh, yeah, I've got to download the thing, haven't I? So I'm playing...
You were Valentino, weren't you?
Valentino, yes.
So I'm a fighter.
I'm a rogue, unsurprisingly.
Awesome.
Okay.
So we've got our opening hands. I'm assuming we don't mulligan because we've only got like a 9-card deck, haven't we? Well, I've got 5 cards in hand and 4 cards in my deck. Does that sound right?
I've got 5 and 3.
Okay. So looking at, I'm just looking at mine. Oh, it actually tells you what your opening hand should be.
Okay. Oh, does it? Where's it tell? Where's it say that?
On the back of your card, your investigator card.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and right. Then starting play area, I should have my 45 automatic with 2 ammo tokens and physical training. Okay.
Okay, so I start with the 41 Derringer, opportunist. Yep. Dual gamble. Yep.
And then what was my opening hand? First aid.
Got 2 that. Copies of Money Talks. Uh huh.
Right. So.
2 copies of Cunning. Oh, I've got. All these in my hand? Opening hand, Derringer, Opportunist, Sure Gamble, Money Talk. So I've got 7 cards in my hand.
Okay.
So yeah. Just don't have well connected.
Evidence.
Dodge. And I begin with 10 resources instead of 5. Okay.
Is this literally just we have all of our cards in our opening hand?
Well, one of my cards isn't, no.
All right, evidence.
For some weird reason.
Extra ammunition, level 1, and 2 copies of Delay the Inevitable. No, all of my cards are in my opening hand.
Well, that's weird, but opportunist or gamble.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
2 copies of Money Talks and 2 copies of Cunning. So for some reason, Well Connected isn't in my opening hand.
Oh, no, it's in your starting play area.
Ah, right. Okay, that makes sense. Thanks.
So here's me faffing around going, do I need that one? Do I need that one? No, we have all of them. Oh, and then I only have 2 ammo tokens remaining on my gun.
Okay. Right. And I've got 10 monies instead of 5. Nice. Okay.
Oh, and I have 1 resource instead of 5. Excellent.
Oh, ouch. And let's have a look at, there's the office, there's the balcony, the master bedroom, the billiards room, the trophy room, the Victorian halls and the entry hall. So I guess the entry hall is probably somewhere down here, and that leads into
the map. It's a cross shape with the hub in the middle.
Oh, okay. I don't have a map in mine. Okay.
So yeah, the hub in the middle, the office above it.
Yep.
Sorry, mate. Sorry, not the hub, the halls. The one that's a different colour, that's the one that's in the middle.
Oh, the Victorian halls.
Yes, I thought it said hub. I'm looking at a very small version of the PDF. On the left of the halls, it's the trophy room and then the billiards room on the far left.
Hold on. Trophy room... And billiards room,
billiards. Yep. On the right, it goes master bedroom, then balcony.
That makes sense. Master bedroom.
Which leaves the entry hall at the bottom.
Yep.
There we go.
And the office up the top, right?
That's it, yeah.
Ah, cool. Okay, easy. So I'm starting in the billiards room.
Oh, right, where am I starting? I am starting... in Victorian halls.
Now I'm already being attacked here, it says. Gathered cards, 1 copy of Shadowhound.
And I need one copy of Fate of All Fools.
Okay, yep, there you go.
Oh, thank you very much.
Terror in the Night is also out.
And there should be one... Oh, wait. Place one damage on the... Oh, I guess maybe we need to go through the rest of the setup first.
Hmm.
Right, yes, because at the end it says there's certain things already out in place. So shall we do the blurb?
Good idea. Yeah, we're getting ahead of ourselves a bit, aren't we?
Do you want to read the intro?
And, sure.
And then we can read our individual characters, can't we? And I think that alternates nicely.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joseph Mager announces, raising a glass of champagne and a toast. A hush descends on the room until only the crackle of the fireplace and whispers of gossip can be heard. Allow me to welcome you all into my home for this year's charity gala. We have some very upstanding citizens here tonight, and I think all of you, I thank all of you for your hard work and generosity. Cheers and murmurs of agreement fill the room. Many of the guests raise their glasses to Valentino, one of the most esteemed members of the lodge this year, who sits at the guest of honour table, which is nearest to the fireplace. Joseph's assistant, Jerome, blends into the wall behind Joseph, discreetly checking his pocket watch. In another corner of the room, the head housekeeper, Penny, walks from table to table, filling empty glasses and collecting dirty salad plates. Each of you has done great deeds in the name of the Silver Twilight Lodge and our historic city, Joseph continues. Next year, we will continue to shoulder this burden and do what must be done for the sake of progress. Jerome steps forward quietly, interrupting Joseph's speech with an unassuming confidence that comes from years of trusted service. He taps Joseph lightly on his shoulder and shows him the time. I'm afraid I'm already out of time. Thank you all very much for attending, Joseph concludes, bowing. Polite applause rises from the audience, and Joseph walks briskly toward the parlour, followed closely by his assistant. Two servants collect coats as latecomers trickle into the manor, and Gavriella, Joseph's head of security, watches over the entrance with hard eyes and a clenched jaw. Has Mr. Samford arrived? Joseph asks curtly, tapping his polished leather shoe on the floor. I'm afraid not, Jerome replies, flipping through the last pages of the estate's guestbook. But he should be here any minute, Mr. Mager. Good. I want there to be no problems whatsoever when he arrives. Am I understood? Joseph calls out to Gavriella. Make sure he's well protected. Gavriella nods, patting the handle of her 45 in her shoulder holster. Joseph turns his attention back to his assistant. And have Penny make sure the main course is kept good and hot while we wait for Mr. Samford's arrival. Not a single slice is to be served without his presence. Not even for Mr. Revis, sir? Jerome asks, glancing at Joseph over the rim of his thick glasses. Joseph pauses for a moment, considering. Pour Mr. Revis another glass of champagne, and I'm sure he'll not complain. Also, I'm still waiting on those accounts I asked you about earlier today. Don't forget, Joseph says, clapping his assistant on the shoulder. Before walking back into the banquet hall, Jerome nods obediently and heads upstairs. Soon after, the dark mist would appear and nothing would be the same. Well, Mr. Samford is clearly someone important.
Right. Yes. So I'll read my intro then. Gavriella's intro. You stand guard as instructed, waiting for Mr. Samford to appear. By now, the remaining guests have filed into the banquet hall, and you can hear the sounds of merriment and drinking coming from beyond the wooden door behind you. You pay them no mind, remaining vigilant. Years of fighting and discipline have taught you to be ready for anything, even at a harmless banquet like this. Just as you begin to ponder whether your talents are being wasted under Mr. Miger's employ, a dark mist invades the parlour through the front door and the window frames, flooding the room. At first, you believe it to be only the evening fog seeping through the manor's entryway, until you begin to notice that everything the mist touches seems to have decayed as though aged hundreds of years. You step back cautiously, keeping a hand on the grip of your weapon just in case. Never in all your years have you seen something like this. An unnatural chill spreads throughout the room and shivers run up your spine. As the ashen mist finishes pouring in, it coalesces into a singular form, a humanoid figure wrapped in shadows. It raises its hand and points at you with a charred, blackened finger. You unholster your firearm and point it at the creature, allowing your training to take over. "Don't come any closer," you shout. The thing watching you from the entrance is unfazed. Its ethereal form begins to glide toward you, dark mist crawling over the carpet in its wake. "I warned you," you growl, and a thunderous shot echoes through the parlour as you squeeze the trigger. The bullet rips a hole in the figure's head like a rush of air billowing through a column of smoke. The mist stitches itself together, and the thing continues to drift your way, reaching out menacingly. Nothing could have prepared you for combat with such an unnatural enemy. Faced with no other option, you turn and flee up the staircase nearby, pausing to squeeze off several more shots at the top. The bullets that make their target simply pass harmlessly through the ghostly figure, striking the door behind it. A few stray shots shatter a column of the staircase's woolen balustrade.
Okay, and then I have Valentino. Are you going to sit there admiring the cue ball all night, you ask with a mocking smile. Your opponent sets the ivory ball back on the table with a sigh. "I can't help myself around ivory, you know that, Tino," Adam replies. You rarely see Adam Gensler except during lodge functions, but you prefer his company to that of the stuffy business types who make up most of the lodge these days. He makes his shot, the sudden clattering interrupting the din of conversation. "Your shot, Tino, and do try to avoid hitting the nine ball first. You're always so over-eager," Adam chuckles as he moves to the other side of the table, making way for you. "That one time, my friend, one time," you roll your eyes. Truth be told, you've enjoyed coming to these events for the opportunity to give back to the community. Not to hobnob with Arkham's gentry, but hobnobbing has its perks. You lean over the table and clear your mind as you line up the shot. The room falls silent as you block out the clamour and the music, focusing all of your attention on the one ball in the corner pocket. You hold your breath and strike the cue ball. It clacks as it hits its target, and the one ball drops effortlessly into the corner pocket. There, you see? It's only then you realise the silence around you is not just in your mind. All of the light and warmth has been sucked out of the room. Adam is gone, along with everyone else who was present just moments before you took your shot. "Hello," you call out. A dark mist coils about your ankles as you walk around the billiards table. "If this is a practical joke or some kind, it's in awfully poor taste," you remark. The only response is the deep growl that emerges from beneath the table. Morbid curiosity compels you to look underneath it. At which point, a dark hound pounces onto your chest, savagely clawing at your torso. You react instinctively, pushing it off of your body as hard as you can. It lands on the billiard table, causing it to collapse under the creature's weight. You slowly back up as the creature rises to its feet once again and jumps off the broken table, its hollow eyes gazing into your soul. There we go.
So I'm guessing we'll look at the other two characters when we do the podcast, won't we? But I guess each of us is in a sort of a sticky situation, and we've got to try and how long can we survive, basically, isn't it? Spoilers.
Yes. Yeah. Right. So we gather all the cards, which it's done for us, obviously, in Octagon, which is always handy.
We've put the
when gathering the gather the. It's only gather the spectral locations. Are these all spectral? They look spectrally, don't they? Yes, they are.
Yep. Cool.
Put the seven into play.
Yeah.
Yep.
Put the spectral watcher in the entry hall.
Yep.
And on my setup, it says put one damage on him.
Okay. Oh, okay. We'll stick a damage on the watcher. Oh, no, he already had a damage on him.
Huh. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you, Octagon people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then we each follow the setup instruction on the card. Yeah, we did jump the gun a little bit there.
Yeah.
And
there's no way out here. There's no positive resolution. It's just basically
strive as long as you can and gather as many clues before their inevitable demise.
Okay. Good luck, you'll need it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, that's good. So I'm in the billiards room. That makes sense now. I guess I should flip it up because it's this way, isn't it?
Same. I'll flip the Victorian halls. So what's yours has got haunted. You must either discard an asset you control or take a damage.
Yep.
Mine is haunted. Lose an action.
Yeah. I'm engaged with a shadow hand. Okay, it's not too bad. It's got Hunter Retaliate, though. Okay, and if it attacks you, resolve each haunted ability on your location. I see, okay.
I'm just trying to remember now to point at the things that we're talking about so that they're on the stream or on the video. And then the Spectral Watcher, he's got Alert and Hunter, but when he's defeated, instead of discarding it, heal all its damage, disengage it and exhaust it, and then it won't ready that round.
All right.
We can't get rid of him. So the aim was to get as many clues as possible, wasn't it? It said, I think it said, on the...
There is an act deck and a...
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, yes. Shall we look at those?
Yeah, why not?
Right, Agenda 1A, Judgment 20. There is no escaping fate. Hear the call and be reborn. Forced, after doom is placed on any card, each investigator must either take a damage or a horror, or two damage or two horror if there's five or more doom in play. Also forced, when any investigator is defeated, that investigator must advance this agenda. Do not remove any doom from this agenda when it advances.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do the act?
Yeah. The disappearance. Something terrible has invaded the home of Joseph Meiger. In the moments that follow, you scramble to survive. When an investigator is eliminated, place each of that investigator's clues on this act instead of his or her location. Discover as many clues as you can before your inevitable demise.
Inevitable demise. I like it. It's when an investigator is eliminated, not if. When you are going to die, it's just a matter of how long.
Exactly. There's also this terror in the night under the agenda.
Okay.
It starts there, according to my cards. I'm pretty sure. Let me check. I'm pretty sure it says, yeah, one copy of Terror of the Night next to the agenda deck. So,
So if you fail, put it next to the agenda deck. So it's assuming we've already done that test and failed. And so when there's three copies next to the agenda, we each take three horror.
Yes.
Well, three guesses as to what's in the encounter deck then.
Okay. And there's only skulls for the chaos bag, it would seem.
Minus three. If you fail and it's an attack or an evasion, resolve each haunted ability on your location. So haunted triggers for attacks and evasion and investigate then. Because didn't the rules say haunted is about failing an investigate, or was it failing any skill check?
I can't remember. It was failing an investigation, I think it said. Haunted. Right. Maybe you're right, actually. What did it say? Haunted new ability. Each time investigator fails a skill test while investigating a location.
Yeah. But then they've tweeted here to say, also, if you've pulled a skull, it will also affect an attack or
an evade. Anything else.
Great. Yep.
Okay.
And I've got a Fate of All Fools in play. So I'm guessing that this is as though this has been drawn previously. So I just put it in my play area. So if I get another Fate of All Fools, then I have to take damage or put doom.
I think anybody, right? So if I get a copy too, I take damage, I think.
Oh, yeah. If,
is that right?
An investigator with another copy of Fate of All Fools takes 2 direct damage.
And then if the other one is put a doom on another copy of Fate of All Fools, right. So there's some, yeah, different options.
So, like, if you draw one, either I take 2 damage or I get a doom on my copy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I think we're ready to roll, I think.
Yes. So you've got the Shadowhound engaged with you.
I do.
I don't have anything, but I am only 1 space away from the Spectral Watcher. And I kind of feel like I want to run away a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that sounds like a good idea.
Shall I head towards you? Then I can help you with the Shadowhound. So we sort of sticking together?
Yes, that's probably a good idea. Plus, the Spectral Watcher's going to start... Like, the best thing we can do with the Spectral Watcher is evade it, I'm assuming, because there's no point trying to defeat it.
Yes, which I put a bit of distance between us.
Mm.
So shall I go
good
first
idea.
Then?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
I will move... First action, I'll move to the trophy room.
Yep.
Which is 2 shroud, 1 clue per investigator... Haunted effect, lose 2 resources, and rotting animal heads adorn this room's wood-panelled walls. Once a display of power and sovereignty, now macabre displays of death and decay. You cannot help but feel their empty eyes drill through you as you explore the room.
Wow.
So, flip my investigator card back. I'm only a 2 investigate, so... I might just move into you and then try and get a shot off at the Shadowhound, perhaps, do you think?
Yeah.
So second action move. So I'm now with you in the billiards room and I will try shooting your Shadowhound and I'll try not to miss. He's a fight of 2. I'm a fight of 4.
Yep.
And... I will get +1 fight from the 45 and automatic. So let's do that then. And draw a chaos token. I get a 0. So that is 2 damage onto your Shadowhound.
Nice.
And that's my go done.
Excellent. Okay. So we just need to punch the. I could just punch a Shadowhound and we're done, aren't we? It's only a fight of 2.
Yeah.
I'm also a 2, but I can exhaust well connected, which is a fast action, which gives me +1 for every 5 resources. So that gets me up to 4, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I can make that a 5. So that's 3 up. Should we go with that? Let's see, 5 on a 2, that's 3 up. That's pretty good. Let's see how we go. Oh, -3. Well, I don't fail because it was a 5 on a 2, right?
Yeah.
So I don't fail, but
you don't
I think
do
it
haunted,
says...
Though. It's only if you fail you do the haunted. So you're all right.
Good. Okay, he's dead.
You have punched the dog.
Dead. Punched the dog dead. Ah, right. So that was my first action.
Nice.
I was going to bring out the Derringer, but I think I'm better off keeping my money because if I keep my money, because I've got an intellect of 3 and the billiards room is 3. And I can make that a 5. 5 on a 3 with cunning. Because if you have 10 or more resources... Oh, no, it's 8. Sorry, it's +3, isn't it? While you have 10 or more resources, cunning gains 2. So that's 3. That's 6. 6 on a 3. Success. That's a clue. And then I'll do it again. And that's a success again. So there we go. Wow. And we get a victory point. Look at this. Put a little thing on it. Crowd goes wild. We got a victory point. Yeah. All right. That's a pretty good start. Killed the hand and got two clues. I realise my special ability is I can spend two resources to reduce the difficulty of a test by one as well, if I want to, but I'm actually better off keeping my money at the moment. So, what's your special ability? You've got...
I've not paid any attention to that. After an enemy attacks you, even if that attack was cancelled, discover a clue at your location. Ah, so I want to get hit.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Maybe I should just engage the dog off you then. Oh, I don't. Never mind. There'll be more enemies to come, I'm sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Enema phase, the Spectral Watcher moves up to the Victorian Halls. Upkeep. Hold on. These should be in the... Shouldn't have any cards in upkeep, right?
No, my deck's empty.
No.
It's not. It didn't give me a resource, though, so I'm going to add...
If there are no cards in our... Don't we have to shuffle the cards we've used back into the deck and take a horror?
I suppose if we're playing the proper rules... Another way to kill us off quickly.
Yeah, or in this case, maybe we don't. Must be something about it somewhere. Since the investigators do not have decks, ignore any instructions in effect that would draw cards.
Okay, that's cool then. So, yeah. Wow, it's actually giving us a beneficial... that's not like Arkham's usual grimness, is it?
No.
Yeah, so I've just manually put a resource on me because it didn't give me one in upkeep for some reason.
Oh, that's strange. Do we get the resource, I'm wondering?
It just says ignore decks, doesn't it? It gave you one. You're on 11 now.
Yeah. But it doesn't say anything about that.
No, it's just ignore anything to do with decks, isn't it?
Yep.
Cool.
Okay. Mythos phase, first doom is down.
Okay, I will draw.
After a doom is placed on any card, each investor must either take one damage or one horror.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I will take a damage. I will take a horror. Shortcuts one day. So my card is... Come on, what's going on here? Catch up with itself. Right. Whispers in the Dark. Put it next to the agenda deck. Each location gains haunted, take one horror. But when the round ends, we discard it.
Okay. Shapes in the Mist. Resolve each haunted ability on your location with Surge. Oh, boy.
So we must either discard an asset or take a damage.
And... take a horror because of the whispers in the dark.
So
we take a damage and a horror, or we can discard an asset we control.
And take a horror.
I kind of like the asset I've got, so I might just go ahead and take the damage and the horror, I think, at the moment. I'm not long for this world, I can tell. That's right.
Take the damage. Wow.
Oh, and that was Surge as well. Okay, I've got to draw another one. Watcher's Grasp. Heal 3 damage from the Spectral Watcher. Ready the Spectral Watcher. It moves, engages, and attacks as if it were the enemy phase.
All right, I've took the damage off him. So he just moves one towards us then. That's all he does, isn't
it? Yeah. Yeah. Throughout the resolution of this effect, the Spectral Watcher gains prey, you. Oh, my goodness.
Doesn't make any difference, does it? Because we're in the same place for now.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. We've survived one round.
Woohoo. Is there any clues left?
No.
You've got both of the clues, right.
Got both of the clues, correct.
So now we've got to head towards, we had to head through the spectral watcher.
How are you?
I have only a one.
Shall I evade?
Yeah, that might be an idea.
Why don't I go and evade this thing?
Unless, so I'll move. Actually. Oh, no, I've got it. I could get the guard dog out, because that'll give me a shield. Move in, engage the watcher.
Yes.
Then it will attack me in the enemy phase, and I get a clue for free. Is that. I'm not sure if that's a good idea or not, but at least it means then you can just run past the watcher without having to. I'm trying to work out if that's giving us some economy or not. Because he would basically kill my guard dog in one go.
Yeah. I mean, you're not an evader, so you'll then kind of need to try and kill it to sort of get it to reset.
Then, wouldn't I? Yeah.
And it's quite. It's got like 5 health.
True. Shall we go with your plan then? It probably makes more sense to evade him and then we can both get past, can't we? But we'd need to be 2 away from him for him not to get us on the next turn.
Yeah, because I was thinking, do I try and pick up a clue? But the problem is if I move, get a clue and move again. Oh, but he'll be evaded, so it'll be fine.
Yeah, okay.
He won't engage us. So why don't I move in?
Hello.
Evade the spectral watcher. So he's a 3 and I'm a 4. But I can make that a six on a 3.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's go with that. 6 on a 3. Yep.
-1.
So he's evaded. That was... So I moved and evaded, didn't I? Yeah, so that's so 2 actions.
So you got 1 left. There's no clues in the Victorian halls, but there is 1 here. Oh, sorry. Well, 2
why don't I grab?
Yeah.
Should I grab one of these clues or? Yeah. Why don't I grab one of these and you grab the other one?
Okay.
That makes sense. And then I'll just have to evade him again next time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a 2, isn't it, versus a 3. I'm a 2 versus a 3. Do I go with that? Yeah, let's go with that. Oh, yeah, +1. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Lucky. Okay.
Okay, so I'm... Should have done that. I had. Oh no! I was just thinking when I killed your spectral hound, you'd already got all the clues at that point, hadn't you? Yeah, because I'd got. I've got evidence. So when you defeat an enemy, discover a clue. Mind you, you defeated the enemy. I didn't defeat the enemy. Ignore me. I'm speaking absolute rubbish.
I just thought with your ally though, your dog. You want to get that out because we're taking damage and horror every time. So you're going to want some. Can't soak up any. I can't, but you can.
Problem is, I can't afford my dog.
Ah.
Because I only started with 1. I suppose I could get a resource, play the dog, and then move to you, and then we're both here with the spectral watcher.
Yep.
Probably. Yeah. So get a resource. Play the dog. So now I've got no resources. Come on.
I think that's smart, right? Cause...
And then I move here with you.
Yep. Cool. So I'll just have to evade him again and then get out the way. Move
You're better
somewhere
at evading
else, like...
than me, that's for sure. I'm only a 1.
Yeah. We're kind of quite well balanced that way, kind of our respective skills.
Yeah.
So enemy phase, nothing happens. Upkeep. Okay. Oh no. Don't. It keeps trying to give me cards. Okay.
And it's not giving me a resource, so I'll do that manually. You get the watcher.
Okay. Mythos. Now we both a damage or a horror. We have to take.
Oh, and that Whispers in the Dark is gone now because that goes at the end of the round.
Ah, yes. Yep.
So at least we're not taking the extra horror now.
Well, I'm so up to three horror. I'm 4-4.
So it's
basically
one damage or one horror or. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's five or more doom in play, it's two of each. Wow. Okay.
Okay, so I'll. I guess I'll take one damage. Mm. Okay. It's encounter card time, isn't it? So let me get mine.
Yep.
I get Obscuring Fog. Location gets plus two shroud.
Of course it does. I get Trapped Spirits, test 3 foot. For each point you fail by, take a damage. If your location is haunted, it's additional cost for an investigator to commit one or more card skill tests. Okay. Oh, that's nasty.
All right, so you've got to resolve the haunt to be able to play skill cards. Is that right? Oh, no, to commit any cards.
Ooh. For each resource, lose two resources. Okay, I can do that. I've got plenty of resources, so I will do that. Oh, actually, I won't. Sorry, I've changed my mind. I'll just go ahead. So 3 versus 4. Chaos bag. Hello. Gives me a minus one.
Nice.
There we go. Cool. Easy. All right. Investigation phase. Okay, I'll go ahead and evade again. So 6 versus 3. 6v3. Chaos bag gives me another minus one. So I succeed again. He's evaded. And then I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go to the master bedroom.
Right.
What do you reckon, office or master bedroom? Feels safer going this way.
It's not a dead end then, is it? Well, I suppose it is still a dead end, but we've got a little bit more distance between us, it feels
exactly.
Like. We can move one location further.
Yeah. Okay, it's another victory point.
Okay, I'll try and grab this clue. I am a 2 investigate on a 2. I do have evidence. I could just use that as a skill. I'll just commit evidence to make it 4 then. 4 on a 2.
It's 4 on a 4 because of obscuring fog.
Oh.
Yeah.
I might just leave it and run away then.
There's no victory points here either. So,
I mean, obviously the aim is to get as many clues as we can, but
yes,
it's us. So we're not going to do that. So I'll move 2 then to you. So we're both here.
Yep.
Gabriella and Valentino in the master bedroom, eh?
This is a family show, everybody.
We're looking at the state of that bedroom. I don't want to spend any time in there.
No, it looks pretty awful.
Tendrils of black mist have invaded every corner of this room from the open balcony doorway, causing the furniture to decay and collapse. Every piece of wood and glass is shattered and warped. Nothing is untouched.
It sounds actually looks like the state of my bedroom pretty much, actually. okay.
Right. How are you health wise? So you're a
horror, not good.
Out of 5-3 horror out of 7.
I'm a 4-4 for both at the moment.
Oh no, that's not a good idea. I've got delay the inevitable, which I could attach to either of us if we were about to die, and then it would let us cancel that final blow that would kill us off. But every round we have to spend 2 resources to keep it. So probably worth hanging on until we are a little bit nearer death, I think, on that one. Otherwise, we're just throwing money away, aren't we?
I think that's a good idea. It's a good idea. But just hoover up a clue, maybe.
So I'm just thinking, I've moved 2. I do have extra ammo. So I could play extra ammo to stick an extra 3 ammo tokens on my gun because I've only got 1 left, just to be a bit more prepared.
That's a good idea.
I've only got 1 resource. So no, let's not do that. It costs 2. What have I? Have I actually got anything that I could use? I've got dodge for cancelling attack. I've got evidence for getting a clue when I defeat somebody. And 2 delay the inevitable. So no, I guess I could commit the evidence to try and do a 4-on-3 investigate to get one of those clues. It doesn't feel very good. I can't boost it with the physical training because it's the wrong type of skill. Let's try it. 4-on-3. What's the worst that could happen?
Worst that can happen.
What's the haunted? Place one of your clues on the location.
Well, you don't have any.
I don't have any, so that's fine. So it's not. Let's see.
No. Oh!
My elder sign ability is healer damage in a horror. Nice.
Nice. Wow. Look at that.
And I get.
I have a feeling you're going to last a lot longer than I am. That's for sure.
Wow. So that's Margot done anyway.
That's great. Wow, that was good.
Positive happened.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, enemy phase, nothing happens, and we go to upkeep. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This guy I'm playing is so rich, he's just gaining money as he's walking around a haunted house. Okay.
It's not giving me my resource again, so let me get my resource. Well, meanwhile, you're just piling money up there, aren't you?
That's right.
Let's get my encounter card. Hang on. We need to take a damage or a horror, don't we, from the doom?
Yeah, 3 doom now. We've got to take a damage or a horror.
Okay, let's take that damage I just healed off myself. Okay. I'll draw my encounter card.
Shadowhound.
Hello.
Nice. Okay. Better you than me getting. Oh, I get Crypt Chill. Test 4 if you fail. Oh, I don't want to really want to fail this. So what am I?
Only a 1.
1. Oh.
You can get 3 with your World Connect, which feels a bit of a waste. But then again, it's choosing asset you control, and that's the only asset you control, so you don't want to lose that, do you?
No.
What is it? In willpower, I could give you a 1.
Well, I've got money talks, so this is a resource skill test. Your base skill value for this test is equal to half the number of resources in your resource pool.
Wow.
So that's 6. 6 on a 4. That's not bad.
I'm just going to
see how we go.
I don't want a rules lawyer here. It says when you initiate a skill test, is this you initiating a skill test or is this you having one done? I don't know if there's a difference in wording there.
So I've got a test 4, so I've got to do a skill test willpower 4. So, yes, I'm initiating a skill test.
Right. I wasn't sure whether with this being a skill test being done to you by the encounter card was different to you initiating one of your own accord. That's what I was then wondering.
Oh, but I see.
I'm probably being extra picky on wording there.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think any skill test, it's like the initiate is before you actually.
The skill test begins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Ignore
That's
me.
All right. No, it's good. It's good.
You can't buy happiness, but you can buy pretty much everything else. And in this case, you can buy a base skill check of 6.
6 versus 4. Let's see what happens. We get a -2, so wow. Perfect. There we go. And I keep the old well-connected.
Nice.
Cool. Yes.
Whew. Oh, I should discard my evidence. I left that out from the committing last time.
Okay, right. Back to the investigation phase. We're still alive, still going.
Shall I go first and try and deal with my shadow hound?
Yep.
Okay, so my first action, I will shoot him for using my last bullet. So I'm shooting him. I'm a 4. Plus 1 from the gun, 5. 5 on a 2. 5 on a 2, and I draw a -2, so that's fine. I do 2 damage to him.
Nice.
And then I will just, I suppose I'll do a straightforward punch. I could spend a resource on physical training to boost it, because I'm a 4... That's a 4 and a 3. Or have I got anything in hand? I really want to do this, so because I can pick up that clue for free.
So one thing is, he only does 1 damage, right? So actually, he's got retaliate. So if you fail the test, you can get it to attack.
That's
you can
true.
Attack the guard dog,
and the
kill
guard
it.
Dog will kill it, yeah.
And you'll get the clue. So
actually
yeah, failing the test would be a good idea.
Yeah, let's just go for it then. Let's try and fail a test. So I'm a, what did I say I was? 4 on a 2. Well, so either way, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Either
4
way.
On a 2. I pass. He's dead anyway. Right.
Yeah.
And then because I've defeated an enemy at my location, I get a clue.
Nice.
Once per round. So that was my first 2 actions. So I guess I'll move to the balcony, do you think?
So when you say you get a clue for defeating an enemy.
Oh no, sorry, I'm misreading my own ability. It's after an enemy attacks you, so I don't get that clue. I did have evidence, but I committed it on the last turn, so I don't have anymore.
Right.
So I don't get the clue, and because I'm only a 2, I'm not going to try and investigate that. For my last action, then I will move to the balcony.
Yep.
I'll let you, with your superior investigating skills. A 1. That's
one
much
shroud.
More. That's much more within my abilities. That's a very angry-looking woman wearing leather pants and a gun.
Like, they're complete opposites in every way, aren't they?
Absolutely.
They're like, and I'm this sort of happy guy in like a suit.
Just like, throwing money at everything. Yeah,
that's right. He's like a Preston, isn't he? Preston. Yeah. Was this the campaign where Preston got? I think he was.
It
he
must
was
be for having like that well connected, because that's definitely
yes,
a Preston
exactly,
card, isn't it? And yeah, and anyway, you've still got your drink in your hand as you're racing around the auto, slowly dawdling around this dilapidated mansion.
That's right. Slowly going insane, but you know, doing it in the best possible classy way possible. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to exhaust well connected, So that's plus two. So I'm a five. Five on the three. Chaos bag.
Ooh, oh, our first tentacle of the game.
No. I guess that's a no. Okay. I'll try again. We'll do a three on a three.
I can't help you now because I've moved on.
Plus what? Look at that.
You got
plus
it in
one.
The end. That's twice that plus one's come out.
I
you
know.
I never see it.
No. So lucky. There we go. All right.
And you're using the still damage alive marker to show that we've got that victory point, yeah?
Yeah, so we've got two victory points at the moment. Yeah, it's good. Okay.
Okay.
Enemy phase, yep.
He moves in.
Okay.
Did it actually give me a resource that time?
You had... It should tell you in your, you know, your little log on the side. It will say, because mine says Krabby Terror 8 adds a resource to Valentino. It will say Kevling adds a resource if you did.
It does, but it's before, it's saying that is before, that's after I drew evidence.
Oh, no, I can see it here, actually. Kevling adds a resource to Gavriella Misery, yeah.
I'm on three. I think that's right. I think I was on two.
You were on two, yeah.
Yep. That's fine. It's actually worked that time then.
Yep.
Strange.
Okay.
Doom and damage or horror.
Oof. Okay. I'm 3-3 now.
I think I'll take a horror this time. No, I'll stick stick one damage on the guard dog, I think.
Next time it's going to be two damage or two horror, so it's, yeah, it's getting bad now. Okay.
Okay. Oh, it's encounter card time now, isn't it? It only feels like mere seconds since we last did this, so I'll draw mine. Oh, another terror in the night. So I've got to test willpower four. My willpower is only three. I've got two single pip cards I could add to it.
I can't help you either, I'm afraid.
And if I fail, it goes next to the agenda deck.
Which is not the end of the world, because there's still
it's
another one.
It's more important
in
for
there.
The third one, isn't it? So,
yeah, exactly.
But if I fail by three or more, it gains surge. So it's a four, I'm a three. I've got... The two cards I've got that have got a willpower icon is First Aid and Dodge.
And your physical training. But, you know, is it worth spending resources and stuff, really? Because it's not going to do anything, I guess.
Yeah, let's just do it then. Three on a four. That's a zero. And now, oh no, it wasn't an attack or an evasion attempt, so it doesn't trigger the haunted. But it now sits there on there.
I think the skull, if you fail, this is an attack or an evasion. Oh, you're right, it wasn't correct.
So, but it gains surge, so I get another. No, that was just a chaos pull by mistake.
Oh no,
right. So, revelation. Peril, so you don't know what I'm saying now. If there's no other copy, there is. An investigator with another copy has to take two direct damage, or I put a doom on the other copy. Putting the doom isn't the end of the world, is it? Because it's going to be going to five next round anyway. So that will just get it to five now. So it actually won't make any difference gameplay-wise.
Well, no, but we'll take two damage or two horror. So after a doom is placed on any card, each investigator must take two damage or two horror.
Ah, right, I'm with you. So,
hold on. If there are five or more doom in play, well then, there are not five or more Doom in play at the moment. So, do you see what I mean? It says,
but
two damage or two Tara instead if there is five or more Doom.
But the check,
I guess there would be,
is after Doom is placed.
After, correct. So it would.
Okay.
And then we would get hit again.
So I will take two direct damage then. I guess that's the only option.
Ooh, that is nasty.
Boom, five out of eight. So it's, I do have first aid, so I might get that out on my next go.
Mm-hmm. And what do I get? I get Whispers in the dark. Okay.
So that's the extra horror on any haunted trigger. Great.
Yep. Yes. It's getting to the pointy end of this scenario now.
Yeah. Okay. Shall I go first?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, I'm only a two investigate, but it is only a one. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, remember, if you fail, we get the haunted. Each of your cards with health takes a direct damage, so your
yeah, and then Whispers in the Dark will add a horror to that as well.
Horror.
Do you think
does
you're
it affect
maybe better
both
than...
of us haunted? If a haunted triggers, does it affect
That's
both
a good
of us?
Point. It says. Let me check. No, it's that investigator must resolve haunted abilities.
Ah.
It's the investigator that fails the test.
Yep.
That's okay then, I guess. So is it better for you to go for the clues then? Because you've got a better chance of
I
passing
think so.
It. I thought I might be all right, but I mean I've got one car. Oh. How did I get evidence back again?
Oh, it's the what happens is the game
oh, it keeps,
puts the cards back.
So,
you've got
so
to keep
we're not getting,
them in the discard.
We're not getting it, are we? No. That's it.
Yeah. Yep. I think so. I think because I'm a three on one.
Do you want to go first then? Then at least if you fail,
yep,
I can.
Yeah,
I can have a go.
Let's make it a okay. First one's going to be a five on a one.
Oof.
Zero.
Zero. Boom.
Then we'll go again. Zero again. There we go.
Okay.
Six and clues.
And you've got an action left.
Well, I can't draw cards and I don't want to move it, so I'm just going to take a resource. Yep.
Okay, so I'm just going to do some prep.
Yep.
I'm going to pay two
mm-hmm.
for first aid.
Oh, nice.
Come on.
Perfect.
It's messing around. It's not letting me put it down. But come on. It's wigging out on me here. I can't physically put the card down.
Hmm.
What on earth is going on? Right, okay, so let's do it the other way around then. I'll play. Pay two for extra ammunition.
Yep. I just saved the table state, by the way, just in case. Just in case the whole thing kind of... Because it's always when you can't do things and go, oh, it's still going to go pear-shaped. Nice.
So that adds three ammo to...
Very nice.
And then... Right. And then the second action is I'll take a resource... And then mm-hmm. I can afford to pay for first aid. But now
great.
I have no resources left. So, yeah, just a bit of setup. And we've still got a bit of distance between us and the Spectral Watcher.
Yes. Yes. So I think next time when he's moved in, I'll move, evade, move. And then you can kind of run to the office or whatever.
Okay. Let's see.
Anyway, things might go horribly. Oh, here we go.
Oh, and yeah, Whisper of the Dark will go away in a minute, won't it?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Take Whisper of the Dark away.
Okay. Two damage or two aura now. Oof.
Great. It is really is just a ticking time bomb, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'm literally one away from...
Two damage or two horror. Well, that's going to have to be the damage then. I'll stick one on the guard dog and one on me. So I'm at 6 out of 8 now. And you're at 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I can take 2 horror next time.
I could.
And then...
I could do a first aid on you while you're here. I could heal you one damage or one horror.
Yep.
So if I...
I don't... Is one going to help? Because I'm just trying to think. If I go down to 3...
So it's 2 damage or 2 horror, isn't it? You can't do a mix. So I suppose you could just take the horror anyway this time.
Yeah, I can still take the horror. It would be next time I would need to...
Well, yeah, and I'm the same. I could take the horror, but I couldn't take the damage. So what we're going to do then, do you want to go first and if... Oh no, we've got to do encounter cards yet, haven't we?
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
My encounter card is... It's a wraith.
My encounter card is trapped spirits. Test 3, for each point you fell by, take a damage. Ooh, no, I don't want to fail that.
At least you're 4.
6. Oh no, 7, I think, for each 5 resources. So I'm now +3. Wow. So 7? 7 on a 3. Chaos bags -1, easy.
Nice. Okay. Yep. And my wraith is a hunter and forced, when it's defeated, except from a spell or a relic, instead of discarding it, attach it to its location, and the location gains haunted, spawn wraith at this location. I don't have a spell, any spells or relics, so if I if I kill it, it will come back. Unless I kill it at a place that we're not going to trigger haunted abilities anymore. Right.
Well, we're not going to be coming back here.
No,
so.
No. So shall I just kill...
Yep.
I'm trying to think which... Is it better for you to go first to evade the Spectral Watcher and then you're clearing the path?
Yes, great idea. Although, so I'll get...
No, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Then it's a 3 versus a 4. Let's make that a 6. Why have I got 2 of these? I used one.
Has it put one back? Must in have.
Yet? Yeah. So 6. No, more. I think, isn't it? 7. It's now a 7. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, 8. No, 8. It's an 8 on a 3.
Moneybags Valentino. Moneybag Tino.
Yeah. Gain 2 resources. I don't need any more resources, but anyway.
Wow.
There we go.
Wow.
So that was 1, 2, and then 3. I'll move to the Victorian Halls.
Okay, I will shoot the wraith with my gun, because that's how it works, isn't it? You can shoot ghosts. So it's a 2. I am a 4, 5. 5 on a 2. A chaos bag says -2, so it's dead.
Yep.
And, oh, it didn't attack me. No, I'm doing it the wrong way around again. Second action, move. Third action, move.
Yep. Perfect. So, neither of us started at the entry hall, did we? So that's also...
Yeah, we've not been there yet, no.
Oh, you cannot enter the entry hall. Oh, okay. Well, we've only got one location left to go.
Because I think probably on the normal version of these locations, that would be like your escape point, I guess.
I'm trying
to remember.
Yes. And I think from memory, these cards are used in another scenario. So we do come back here. So I think from memory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, that was our investigation phase. So enemy phase, no. Upkeep. Then, okay, two damage or two horror. It's going to have to be the horror. Same. I'm literally hanging by a thread.
Yeah, I think this is going to be our last round, realistically, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's just whether we can get up to the office and get the clues there.
Yes. Yep.
To stand us in good stead for whatever comes next.
Yep.
I've obviously contributed massively to this game, having one clue. I have killed a couple of enemies, though, so...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You've kept the enemies at bay. That's the important thing.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so... I've took the horror, you took yours. Encounter card time. I get Shapes in the Mist. Resolve each haunted ability on your location. Haunted is lose one action. Okay, so I only have two actions. And then it gains Surge. So my next encounter card is another enemy. Prey investigator at the location with the most clues. Well, it doesn't matter because... We're both at the same location, so it's just going to engage me, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, he's aloof.
Oh, yeah, he's aloof. Wonder why.
And his location gains haunted, never miss a threat attacks you.
Right, so he just moves around and just, yeah.
So I'll just leave.
If we get the haunted, it just kind of
there.
Swipes us. Uh-oh, Terry in the night. I'm gone.
We each take three horror.
I've gone insane.
And I'm gone as well. Oh, no. So, yeah, hang on. Is it horror? Yeah,
yeah
it
horror.
Gets me as well because the guard dog will take one and I'll take the other two and that kills us both.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Oh.
Remember what I said about... I just fail it. It doesn't matter.
I almost said at the start of this round... I feel like we're doing quite well.
Oh, boy. There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
So,
okay.
Right. When any investigator is defeated, we must advance the agenda. And also, when we are eliminated, we put our clues on the act. So we've got seven clues on the act.
Yep.
I think seven's a respectable number for this scenario.
I think so.
Wow, what's gone wrong there? You've got 62 horror. How did that happen?
Totally insane.
Right, so in the missing person section of your campaign log, next to your character's profile, make a record of that character's fate. So if you were defeated by the Spectral Watcher... We weren't. If you were defeated by a monster enemy's attack, is it classed as a...
No.
No, it was the treachery, wasn't it, that killed us?
That's right.
So we weren't killed by the Spectral Watcher. We weren't killed by a monster. There weren't seven doom in play. So it's we were pulled into the Spectral Realm.
Yep.
And then we read the resolution.
Yes.
Do you want to read that?
Oh, is there a back of the act deck? Is there anything on the back of the act deck or not? Oh.
Yeah. This is like back to the old... Why are you reading this?
Oh, recording your campaign log, you were being hunted.
Yeah,
okay.
Because you shouldn't have read it.
Oops.
There, you are being hunted. I'm not being hunted. I didn't read that.
Do you want to read the resolution?
Okie doke. So, no resolution was reached because each investigator was defeated. I like the way that he just states that. That is what is going to have happened.
Yes.
Mr. Sanford, thank you so much for coming. I know you're a busy man. Your presence at tonight's meeting is very much appreciated. Yosef shakes Carl Sanford's hand firmly as he speaks. Sanford merely nods. I know you've only just arrived, but I have some private matters to discuss with you, if that's all right, Joseph continues, his narrow eyes shifting back and forth between the men flanking Mr. Sanford. Very well, the elderly man nods to his two enforcers who step aside to give him privacy. He cradles his hands behind his back, his stature impressive for his age. His discerning eyes fall on Joseph. What is the matter? Joseph leans closer. It's here, sir. It's here. In this very house. There is a quiet pause between the two men, and then Carl Sanford smiles. No experience is earned for this prologue. In your campaign log, record X pieces of evidence were left behind. X is the total number of clues, so that's 7. Return all the player cards to the collection, and we now choose an investigator as usual and assembles that for scenario 1.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
That's great. And then the others are just missing, aren't they, the other?
Yeah. I'm just going to have a
only
look
two of us.
At the office, see how many clues we missed. Oh, 4 there. So there was 5 clues we missed out on. Wow. I thought we'd done quite well at 7, so maybe not.
And it didn't matter anyway because there's no victory. I guess it's just clues, isn't it? That's all.
If I remember right, it affects the setup of the first scenario as to what evidence has been left around for us to pick up or something like that. It affects the number of clues that are in play. The better we do now, I can't remember which way around it is, but yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, awesome.
So I quite enjoyed playing that. I know when we've played it before, everyone's been like, oh, we have to do the prologue again. And I know people have come up with where you're almost like rolling a dice just to see how many evidence was left behind and get on with scenario 1. But
yes,
in terms of setting the scene, I think that's an excellent way of doing it, isn't it? Having these almost disposable characters with a preset deck. Play out this ultimately fixed scenario, isn't it?
It is.
Depending on the characters you... The only variability is which characters you choose as to where you start and what you're initially facing. But then it's just run around, get as many clues as you can and then die.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it's not bad because, I mean, they could have done all this with sort of text or, you know, other preludes or other things they could have done, but it's much more fun to actually play it, I think. And it's not like people playing The Circle Undone 20, 30 times in a row and kind of get a bit sick of it. So, I mean, I've only played it once, I think, ever. So, I think it's quite a nice way to start things, actually. And much, much more engaging than just a sort of wall of text and choices or something.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like a playable intro text, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. And if you had to write it all out, it would be actually a lot. It's a pretty good way of doing it, I think. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it was actually quite enjoyable, actually. That was good. Yeah, I can see if you played this one a lot, you could find some way of automating it, but. Yeah, no, I agree. It's actually good. And it's important because I think we return here and get down the track, you know what I mean? So we come back. Well, we do come back, don't we, for clues and things. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were saying before.
It depends as well as to how our prologue investigators died as well, doesn't it? It affects how they might show up later in the story, if I remember right.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can't remember how. So,
yeah.
That's yet to come. Cool.
Yeah. Great.
So, yeah, awesome. Obviously this is our first go recording this, so we're going to stick this up on the old YouTubes and see if anyone is actually interested in watching our fumbling around the circle undone. So thanks for watching. We'll now move on to actually recording the podcast.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks. Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.